This is the XTU Morning Crew. If you've noticed this morning, Frank hasn't been with us. It's because Frank isn't with XTU anymore, which makes me super sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
Yeah, so this happened last week before Thanksgiving and did not see it coming. But
they only put a damper on the holiday.
You know, you could say that again. But I will tell you this, okay? For people who are concerned, this was a decision that Frank made. We respect it. I love him like a brother, which is what makes me the saddest, is just that I don't get to see him every day. And, I tell Zach stories, and he doesn't receive them as well as Frank does. Like, we just have a very special bond. So I'm super sad. But again, this was Frank's decision, and he is doing what's best for his family at this time. So,
were you surprised?
I was surprised, but I was and I wasn't. He's been through a lot in the last few years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he lost
even
both
recently.
Of his parents,
yeah.
And he's been driving 72 miles each direction every day. Like, that's going to take its toll on you. So I'm not making excuses for him. I'm not speaking for him.
No.
But just from my perspective, I kind of thought eventually this is all going to get to be too much. And maybe that's what it was. But I just, you know, there's no bad blood, except that I'm just super sad to not have him around.
You could call him, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not the same. I mean, you know, like, I spend 5 hours in a room with him every day.
Very small room.
Yeah.
It's just me. It's just you two just looking at each other for 5 hours.
And chatting about everything, right?
Yeah.
So it is, it's going to be weird. So what comes next? We don't really know. I mean, we don't really know. I think that it's more fun to work with someone. So we'll find someone else, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that the job is, like, going to be posted today. So we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, I'm just here.
We're going to do our thing.
We're going to do our thing.
Yeah.
But we do wish Frank the absolute very best. And that's it. So this weekend, like, it was hard for me. Yeah. I had a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
A couple panic attacks. I wasn't breathing a whole lot.
Yeah. Did the family have to console you a little bit?
No. Well, yeah, I think that and the liquor cabinet did. But we were driving home last night from spending time with our family. And it just kind of dawned on me to just kind of put it all out there. Like, just, I am not in control of any of this. And that's my biggest problem, right, is that I am such a control freak. And I have absolutely no control at this point. Like, I have to just let it go and trust that the best thing is going to happen. And I do. I have to trust it.
Good.
Trust the process.
Exactly. That's what we do here in Philly.
Yeah. So it's exciting.
It is.
You know, I mean, it's a little nerve wracking. It's exciting. Yes, things are changing, but that's life. So that's what happens. Anyway. So thanks for sticking it out with us. It's going to be rainy today. Perfect. Right? Isn't that perfect? Flood watch in effect. Today's high 52.